Well, Canada will not kill off the mentally ill until at least 2027 because no doctor wants to do that. So here's what they're saying, because the doctors are saying, we don't want to help people who are mentally ill die. They're saying, we'll train them. We're going to train them to do that. We need 3 years to do it. In other words, they have held panels on this topic for more than 2 years. Doctors have told them this is unethical. So what it is the Medical Assistance in Dying program in Canada that was sold to the Canadian public as a way to help people with terminal illnesses have better deaths, more peaceful deaths. Well, they decided just a few years ago they wanted to roll it out to people with mental illness as well, and that was supposed to happen in March of 2024, but politicians panicked because they had no way to ethically do it. So now they're saying, because they held all these panels, they had all these experts saying, we can't give you standards for this, it's actually pretty stinking terrible, they're saying, we'll reprogram you. And you will do it, doctor. So if you took one of those oaths to do no harm, you're going to do some harm. They really need you to do it. This program, again, was set to be extended to people with mental illness. But now they're saying, hold, please. We're going to do it in 2027. Here is how they put it. Here's the announcement on it. The government of Canada introduces legislation to delay medical assistance in dying expansion by 3 years. Hold your horses. We're going to get to it. So they say, you know, why are we doing this today? In their statement, the Honorable Mark Holland, the Minister of Health, made this announcement. And this is what he says. He says, we need this extra 3 years to provide practitioners with more time to participate in training and become familiar with available supports, guidelines, and standards. They already told you they don't want to do it. They don't want to do this. But no. Look at this. Look at this writing.
But we just need to retrain you. I know you say you don't want it, but that's just the non-training talking.
What about we don't want to do this? Do you not understand? Go ahead, David.
I'm just saying we need 3 years so that the pharmaceutical industry can go in and rewrite the curriculum and start training these new students coming out how to do it, because they'll be able to get them on board.
Right. Mm,
yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah. So... Why do they want this to happen so badly? Why do they want to be killing off the mentally ill? Now, we know...
This is Malthusian.
Yes.
This is an extension of eugenics.
That was kind of a rhetorical question, but thank you for answering it. Yes, I appreciate your opinion on it. Yes.
The eugenics program never went away. I mean, we kind of pretend that it went away. It's still here, alive and well. All you need to do is look at Canada.
Right. Now, they say they're going to start a joint parliamentary committee to undertake a comprehensive review. They did that. They already have been doing that for the last 3 years. In the last 3 years, so they want 3 more years, but the last 3 years they've been doing this, and they came up with the big goose egg where doctors are saying, we don't think that this is a good idea. We can't come up with any standards. They seem... Now, what I was going to say, and actually from your reporting on this, is that we know that they have a really high acceptance rate. I think it's like 60% of people who apply for MAID just get it, with very low critical thought on whether somebody is actually terminal or not.
Right.
We know that they promote it for people with non-terminal disease. We've seen that. We know that they're trying to expand this into young people, what they call mature minors. So how long until this horse cannot be put back in the barn and actually it's just gone too far and people are being declared mentally ill and then being sentenced to death without being a part of that process at all? It's not too far. It's not too much of a stretch given how this has been rolled out and implemented. Now, again, they're saying they need 3 years, but let's look at what they've done in the panels for the last 3 years. We've been over this over the last few weeks. One of the problems that they just can't surmount is that they don't know what constitutes an incurable illness. Cancer, they got it. Someone's got 2 months to live. They understand what's happening at a cellular level. For mental disease, they don't know. Take a look at this testimony from a Dr. Gupta at the parliament. He says, the debate between those who say an illness cannot be deemed irreducible irremediable and those who say it can is the result of the fact that they use different definitions. So we're talking about mental illness. How do you know someone cannot be cured from a mental illness? What he says here at the bottom, the devil is in the details. Well, clearly the government does not have those details, cannot decide on someone who has a mental illness that's incurable. So we can't just make them the devil to come up with the details that results in death. You see, this is where this plan should have stopped. We can't do it. We cannot do it. They don't know who is actually at risk for suicide. Take a look at this from this panel. This doctor says some witnesses say that suicidality may be a symptom of a mental disorder, but many people with mental disorders are not suicidal. So we're not actually, there's not an efficiency where it's like, well, Janice was going to kill herself anyway, so we might as well beat her to it.
Right.
Do they plan to help all this high percentage of trans people we have that are committing suicide? Like, are they plan to help them instead of say that that's a bad thing? Now that's going to be a good thing?
That's actually a good point. Given that they sell us on the fact. No, I'm not. I'm not shocked. David makes them all the time.
You said the way you said that's actually.
I didn't mean that.
Put that qualifier in there.
I'm sorry, David. Did that hurt your feelings?
It hurt my feelings.
No, not at all.
It's a great point.
Don't argue in front of our audience. It makes them uncomfortable when we bicker.
They're not uncomfortable at all. Our audience is the least uncomfortable audience in the world. But I'm curious about not only the trans agenda, but also on the antidepressant agenda, because over 40% of Canadians, according to the data, have a frequency use of antidepressants. So if we see this connection now to suicides in the United States and antidepressant use, like, this is a huge concern. This is a huge concern, right? Well, so then who's mentally ill and who's just on these antidepressants that's making them mentally ill or making them suicidal? And then, got to go to the MAID program.
Right. And this idea that David brings up, that suicidality is something that they're thinking, well, you were going to do it anyway. Just let us do it. Right.
Yeah, but that, if you think about how many people like attempt suicide and fail. Like, this is basically the government saying, no, we're taking away that failure point from people. Like, if you want to commit suicide, let the government do it, and we have 100% success rate.
I mean, and we won't fail.
And we won't fail. But it's like, I'm not seeing where they're factoring that in. That a lot of times an attempt for suicide is not necessarily suicidality, but like just a cry for help. You take away that cry for help, then the government's just ensuring that these people die.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's incredibly troubling. And I should point out, when I say the antidepressant use in Canada, it's people who've had antidepressant episodes that are over 40% of those individuals are on antidepressants. Those people who've had depressive episodes, large scale depressive episodes, are then on antidepressants. So, and we now know the linkage to, of course, mental problems and suicidal risks as a result of these antidepressants. Go right through the MAID program. It's an easy, then you're on all these pharmaceuticals all the way through the whole process.
Right. This same doctor said that 40 to 50% of people who actually die by suicide do not have a serious mental health diagnosis. Sometimes suicide is spontaneous or is situational. That could still be happening. This is by no means an answer to the problem of suicide. It's not even close. He worries that MAID for mental illness would be suggesting a problem that, you know what, you're not going to get better. In Canada, we've decided mental illness is terminal. And so, this is an off-ramp for people. Also, take a look at this expert testimony from Mr. Krauser, saying that he would have chosen MAID in his darkest days, and he actually got better. So there's many experts who've testified to Parliament saying we'd be killing off people, not giving them a chance to get better. And a lot of people do get better. We have the tools as humans to get better. And lastly, they don't know how many people would choose this for things that are related to hardship, and they could be masked as mental illness. It says people could choose MAID due to suffering. Suffering is not a mental illness. It is part of the human experience. I'm sorry if that's news to you, but suffering,
right,
not mental illness, right? And so people could say, well, I'm poor, I lack adequate housing, social exclusion. Other social exclusion, so many things could fall into that. other determinants of health rather than due to their illness. And they could just say, yes, you know, you want me to be mentally ill? I will. Then put in the needle. Well,
think about how many people this is going to stop from coming forward if they do. It's like police are going to be walking down the street. Hey, how are you doing today? Oh, I'm not unhappy. That's for sure. I am not depressed. I am perfectly sane and happy.
I'm so happy. did I not have a smile on my face? I'm just on my way down the street to get a job at Disney World.
Yeah, it's like a much darker version of Brain Candy. You know, the kids in the hall skit.
Yeah, the kids in the hall movie. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's really troubling, but it's frightening to think about that. To your point, that this would, like, you could put, I don't have adequate housing. So someone, because they're pushing this so hard, we've already seen reports of this.
Right.
Oh, you're poor. Well, here's a way out for you.
Right. We've seen social media posts where someone says, my daughter was dealing with this depression or whatever, and they literally brought it up in the hospital, things like that. What's so interesting, Clayton brought out last week, is they still want to be woke while doing this incredibly sinister thing, something that they said they still need to do as part of their panels. They didn't do it in the last 3 years, but they think they might get to it now, is consult with Indigenous peoples in Canada. Because they have what they call, take a look, unique perspectives on death, which need to be considered. So do Christians. So do Muslims. The Bible definitely does not give you the right to take your own life. I've studied enough to know that. So why does only one culture get to be consulted about this, but not others? Anybody?
I don't know. Again, it's the wokeness, right? It's woke policies, right? It's you don't matter. Like, if you're Christian, you don't matter.
Right.
You don't matter.
If you're not Indigenous, doesn't matter what you think. You can say, this offends my spirituality, but you're not Indigenous, so your spirituality is really not important or interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is what we're seeing in the United States, right? This is absolutely the case. Someone in the chat room just says, yes, from Canada, and this is true. That's exactly what's happening, is that homelessness would qualify you for MAID. Another person from Canada in our chat room here on Rumble says, yes, that they're culling Indigenous people. They're trying to get rid of the Indigenous people in Canada by culling them.
Right. And I mean, we just annoyed each other right there. And I was thinking, if we had an argument, like a marital spat, right? And then your neighbor could call the police and be like, one of them is not right in the head. You got to look into them.
What if you get like a call one afternoon and you're like, hi, this is the MAID program, calling for Clayton. We had a report from Natalie Morris that you're viable for the MAID program. Would you like us to come over and teach you about the program?
Definitely don't come here. Right. You can see how this could be weaponized in a way.
I know we're making fun of like the ridiculousness of it.
You're going to hear a slight high-pitched sound over the phone for a few seconds, and then that's it.
And you'll be, someone in our chat room said, you remember the episode of Star Trek, the original series in the 60s, they had suicide booths set up. It's like, oh, it's your time. Your time. Go down to the booth. Your number was called this afternoon. Go down to the booth, you know? And that's what it's going to come to.
Right.
So
it's a permit. Well, the thing is, like, to bring a point that you brought up before, This is a permanent solution to what is oftentimes a temporary problem. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, because you, right. You know, it's like who's determining. I'm sorry. I can barely wrap my head around this conversation,
but it's also, It's also the same thing with the trans movement. Right. And gender reassignment surgeries, right. It's a permanent solution to a temporary, affliction in adolescence, usually, which usually resolves itself at the end of adolescence.
But there's conflicting narratives because they keep telling us, hey, mental health is worse than ever. You need to get help. We can help you. There are professionals that can help you. There are pharmaceuticals that can help you. But then they're also on the other side of the coin saying, nobody can help you. You might as well just die. So which one is it? Right. And I mean, what I think I've made the point many times is I reject the therapeutic state from top to bottom. I don't want help from any of these efforts, none, right? And so that's how I feel about it. I think that they're selling us the idea of mental illness the same way they sell you cars, climate, you know, solutions, all of that stuff. That scares me. What scares me also is we already have a template for how they will reprogram professionals. We've seen it with Jordan Peterson. If you followed that saga, Jordan Peterson is a psychologist who is guilty of wrongthink for criticizing the Canadian government for COVID lockdowns, criticizing trans ideology, all manner of wrongthink. Now, over the last few years, he was told that he would have to go through reprogramming, apologize for what he said on X, or he would lose his license. He appealed this, but he lost. And so is this one of the ways they will reprogram mental health professionals or medical professionals or all of the above? Here is his announcement last January, just a few weeks ago, that the higher court has ruled with the College of Psychologists that they have the right to sentence me to re-education camp. So think about it. You're a doctor, a psychologist who says, I will not be a part of this. I will not sign off on my patients dying. I cannot do it. If Jordan Peterson has to go to re-education, you could be too. They could totally sit you down in a room and say, here's why you need to start signing off on people's deaths or get deplatformed, unlicensed, punished like Jordan Peterson. He has said from the beginning of this, he will do it and he will film it. Here's what he said when he was first told that he had to do this. Watch.
I am required to undergo the retraining. I will undergo the retraining. And I will tape it. And I will broadcast it. And then everyone else can decide. Then everyone else can decide for themselves just exactly what the hell's going on and whether or not I've contemplated my words, whether or not I've thought through everything I say carefully, whether or not I have any grounds for my opinions. You know, I don't say things that I haven't thought about.
Okay, so we should absolutely, given that he's going to be subject to this, watch the way they reprogram a psychologist, given that they've said they will reprogram doctors in order to get their mentally ill program for MAID up and running. Now, recently, Tucker Carlson was in Canada. He said that the MAID program is genocide. Here is that clip.
The government of Canada is killing Canadians, and not just a few, and not just the terminally ill. Over 50,000 so far. 50,000! Any organization that kills 50,000 people is a genocidal organization. Period. And I don't care how you dress it up. That's just a fact. That's like a bottom line on a chart. How many people have you killed? Oh, 50,000. Oh, you're not in the good guy category. Sorry, we can't. We're going to bring you up at The Hague, actually, where you should be. And now, under consideration, apparently next month, is a plan to expand the MAID program. The systematic killing of Canadians, not all of whom are terminally ill, many of whom are just sad because Canadian society has made them sad. They're gonna expand that to children. And that's the point at which you have to say, I'm sorry, we're not gonna be polite anymore. You literally can't do that. And I don't care if someone, you don't need to be, by the way, a religious freak to think it's wrong for a government to kill people at scale. And I don't care, choice, they'll dress it up. No, it's totally evil.
All right, well, that is the therapeutic state, my friends, sucking in the mentally ill. We didn't even talk about children, which again, well, we did for a little bit, but they're still not exactly sure how to do that. So, you know, if you're a Canadian, you need to vote like your life depends on it because it just might. So yeah. Let us know what you think of that.
Yeah, and some people I had followed up. Yeah, so like, just so you understand, Malthusianism is born of the late 1700s, of course, and out of this idea of Malthusian theory is the idea that the population will just continue to grow exponentially, right? And it's this idea that the food supply will not keep up with that. So, of course, in the 1900s, there were all sorts of eugenics programs put into place to eliminate human beings, basically, because the food's going to run out. There's no evidence that that's going to happen at all, but that's still in place. And, of course, it's now morphed into transhumanism. We've seen it in the trans agenda. We've seen it in the biopharmaceutical complex. We see it in the MAID program, that it's never ended, right? It's continued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find this terrifying. So you have 3 years to tell the Canadian government to stop this, or else they're going to do it. They clearly are signaling they want to. And they don't ever make the case for why it's necessary because they have no data to show that it's necessary or good or helpful at all. So,
and just make sure you smile when you vote.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.